Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
The health or community hubs, that's what you're going to be hearing about first off this morning anyway. This is these new clinical assessment hubs that are designed to try and divert patients suspected of having the virus away from the doctor's surgeries, where there is a risk then of spreading the infection to the doctors, leading to surgeries having to close. The doctors' organisations have warned that there is now an increasing chance that care is likely to implode if, for instance, doctors and their staff were to become sick. And concerns, of course, have been raised that people are ignoring other illnesses because they're avoiding GP surgeries and hospital emergency departments in a bid to try and evade the virus. And these health authorities are now planning these 40 different hubs right around the country to kind of exclusively assess suspected cases of COVID-19, and then also to try and free up the GP clinics for other patients. And the HSE intends to open up to 15 of these centres this week. And the race also on as well to try and sign up doctors then to staff the new assessment hubs, with kind of fears really that the care provided by the doctors, as I mentioned earlier, will implode as they and their staff could potentially fall sick or victim to COVID-19. There's more on that story front page of the Irish Independent this morning, but that's something you'll be hearing more about later today. The other element that you're going to be hearing about this morning is this sort of a key part of the government's plans for dealing with the crisis, to move up to 600 private hospital medical specialists into the public system, remaining in doubt last night now because consultants continue to have fairly strong concerns about elements of this initiative. And the latest delay regarding the recruitment of private consultants to the public system, it sort of came as a further 21 people died from the virus here in the Republic of Ireland yesterday, and with a further 390 new cases confirmed. And the government yesterday tabled this draft locum contract for the private hospital medical consultants, and the whole idea was that they would work for the state on a temporary basis. Now, the government had already effectively taken over facilities in 19 private hospitals for the next 3 months, but the IHCA, who's the Irish Hospital Consultants Association, they said last night on initial consideration that there were very significant issues with the terms of the contract. And according to the Irish Times this morning, there the IHCA spokesman Peter Ryan, who's also a consultant at the Bon Secure Cure in Cork, said there were strong concerns regarding the community of care for thousands of existing outpatients currently under the care of full-time private practice consultants. And he went on to suggest, according to the Irish Times, that consultants may have to close their privately owned consulting rooms due to restrictions on practice set out in the government's proposed contract. And under the proposals, the private medical consultants would be offered a contract which would permit them to treat only public patients. I've no doubt you're going to be hearing much more about that story too this morning. The other thing today is the masks, face masks. Well, the HSE says there's no need for face masks in public. The government has ruled out as well directing people to wear face masks in an effort to try and slow the spread of the virus. And health officials also saying yesterday there's little evidence to suggest wearing a face mask would be effective for public use. Using face masks is unlikely to be of any benefit if you're not sick, according to a spokeswoman from the Department of Health. And that's the comment in the front of the Irish Examiner this morning. I have to say that's one thing I did notice over the weekend when I was just out for a run or down in the shop, was more and more people wearing gloves, face masks, all of that kind of thing. We want to hear from you this morning. Are you taking any extra precautions yourself? You can let us know today. You can text us on 53106. To some of the other stories though that you're going to be hearing about today, still dominating again is the PPE. This is the protective equipment worn by medical healthcare workers. About 20% of the consignment of this personal protection equipment that was delivered from China last weekend doesn't meet the HSE requirements and cannot be distributed to the staff dealing with patients infected with COVID-19. And this was during a briefing yesterday morning. The HSE Chief Executive Paul Reid said the 20% of the consignment sent from China did not meet the requirements of the Irish Health Service but would be used for other purposes, for example in isolation units. More on that story page 2 of the Irish Times this morning. Also, a really heartbreaking read today in page 3 of the Irish Times by Rodney Edwards. This is the story of a County Tyrone couple who were buried together, after dying of coronavirus, just 20 hours apart. William and Madge Findlay from Ardstraw in Tyrone were married for more than 50 years, were said to be inseparable, and the husband and wife have been buried together after both dying from COVID-19 within a period of just 24 hours. Just a really heartbreaking story on page 3 of the Irish Times this morning. Also inside the Irish Times, half of Dublin's Catholic priests cocooned due to the COVID-19 measures. This is Patsy McGarry writing this morning that the coronavirus outbreak has led to almost half of Dublin's Catholic priests being confined to their homes as they're aged over 70. And the Archbishop Dermot Martin confirmed, and the most recent figures showed 413 priests and 22 deacons were serving in Dublin. Dermot Martin said about 200 of these were in isolation following the government's directions that people aged over 70 must stay indoors to limit their risk of infection. The process, of course, called cocooning. Also inside the Irish Independent, Leo, yes, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is again going to don the medical scrubs and help out on the front line. There's more on that story inside the Irish Independent this morning. Is it a good move by the Taoiseach to show leadership on the front line? You can let us know your view on that this morning too. Also, what about the spitters? Paul Williams has an interesting read today inside the Independent, saying that the so-called spitters must feel the full force of the law. And also inside the Irish Independent as well this morning is Antoine Cunningham, who's from the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors, the General Secretary of the AGSI. She says that objections to bail for anyone charged with deliberately coughing or spitting at Gardaí should become official policy for the duration of this crisis. And the AGSI Association is calling on the Commissioner, Drew Harris, to issue an official instruction so that it becomes standard practice that when suspect offenders are brought before the courts. And she said that she also went on to say that keeping suspected offenders in custody was the only way to stamp out the practice. We want to hear from you on that this morning. Do you think anyone charged with spitting or coughing at Gardaí and threatening people with coronavirus should be refused bail? You can let us know your view, 53106 this morning. Also, to some of the other stories, though, that you're going to be hearing much more about today. The man who was shot in Belfast over the weekend on Saturday. There's lots about the life and times of him inside all of the papers this morning. Four men being questioned in the north there in connection with that incident. Also on the front of the Irish Examiner this morning as well is who would sit in the new government cabinet. This is the paper's political editor Daniel McConnell writing this morning that it's 58 days, imagine, since we voted on the 8th of February. And after 2 months of shadow boxing, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have finally wised up to the fact that they're going to have to govern together if a second general election is to be avoided. Between them, they hold 72 seats, 8 shy of the magic 80. The Greens out of consideration, as are Sinn Féin. And then it's into the regional group of independents. They've sort of stepped into that space. There is a kind of, based on the government makeup, potential government makeup, the assumptions of what a cabinet might look like, your fantasy cabinet inside the Irish Examiner this morning. Also worth pointing out today, interesting story in The Star this morning, page 14 of the paper, and it's about welfare data that was doled out to the wrong people. Bank statements, pay slips and birth certs sent to strangers. These were among 371 data breaches recorded at the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection last year, according to The Star this morning. The number of breaches was up more than 60% on the previous year, when 226 incidents were logged, according to records obtained under a Freedom of Information request. Also inside the Times UK this morning, page 18 of the paper, making sure that you get your five portions of fruit and veg a day and switching to whole grain foods could reduce the risk of developing breast cancer, according to a new study. Premenopausal women whose diets were high in fibre were almost a fifth less likely to suffer from the disease. And Mariam Farvid, who's the lead author of this study, said that it added to evidence about the benefits of a healthy diet and that women should try to increase their fibre intake. The researchers, according to the Times UK this morning, polled data on 2 million women collected during 20 observational studies, and overall they found that the group with the highest consumption of fibre had an 8% lower risk of breast cancer. There's more on that survey inside page 18 of the Times UK this morning. Just a couple of the other interesting stories in line and in the papers. I don't know if you're having any trouble sleeping at the moment, but the key to a good night's sleep during the pandemic is outlined in the British Telegraph this morning, page 17 of the paper, because with the 24-hour news coverage of the coronavirus and your life transformed via lockdown. There's a little wonder that insomnia is fairly rife at the minute, but the expert tips routine is everything, apparently. You need to make up a fake commute. I don't know how you're going to do that inside your house, but that's one of the top tips. And don't forget the basics as well in terms of your breakfast, lunch and dinner each day. Also, finally, story that caught my eye this morning inside the British Express. The majority of people tell lies to land a job. It's on page 17 of the paper. Nearly two thirds of job seekers admit to telling brazen lies on their CV to get a better job. A fifth say they were not straight about their skills. Nearly a quarter told little white porkies about their experience. 20% said they lied about their professional qualifications. And 2% played fast and loose with their academic qualifications. This survey was carried out by Savoy Stewart. We want to hear from you this morning. Did you tell any white lies to get that job you wanted?
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.